in Alaska, a white Thanksgiving is usually a given for most of the state, but not this year. The entire state is below normal for snowfall. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. He told Annie Feit a white Thanksgiving is relatively rare for most of the U.S., but Alaska is a different story.
Everyone's familiar with a white Christmas, and so I thought it would be interesting to look at the climatology of a white Thanksgiving. So I went and pulled all the records for all the stations in Alaska and kind of crunched some numbers and found that Thanksgiving typically is, as most Alaskans know, is a full winter holiday with snow on the ground and possibly new snow and falling and cold temperatures.
What are the chances in Alaska for a white Thanksgiving?
Well, so there's two answers to that question. One is, what does it look like this year? And then what does the climatology look like? So the climatology is, in Anchorage, there's an 80% probability. And then when you work your way northward from Anchorage, it turns into basically 100%. So McGrath has a 100% record. Fairbanks has a 100% record. Barrow has a 100% record. And there's a few places in between that maybe have missed out once or even twice. And then once you go down to southeast, all the way down, say, to Ketchikan or Annette Island, you're looking at about a 15% long-term probability. This year, even though the entire state of Alaska is below normal for snowfall, there is at least 1 to as much as 5 or so inches of snow on the ground north of the Alaska Range. So, Fairbanks is going to extend their 100% record. McGrath is going to extend their 100% record. Barrow, and so on. So, but from Anchorage southward, the snow is very, very meager, and so a lot of places that typically have a white Thanksgiving, like Anchorage, aren't going to have one this year.
And you said everywhere in the state is below normal?
Right. So every single station that has a published normal daily snowfall, if you compare what should have happened by this point of the year versus what has fallen, all of them are below normal.
Do we have any idea why that is?
There's a lot of reasons in there, but we've had a kind of a stable weather pattern for the late fall and early winter, that there just hasn't been a lot of precipitation, and there's been more clear skies, and it's been a fairly stable pattern for an extended amount of time.
And how about you personally? Are you in favor of a white Thanksgiving?
Well, I think a lot of people here in Alaska are in favor of snow. I mean, it is Alaska, and it's supposed to snow. And here in town, without any snow on the ground, it's quite a bit darker. And the snow helps keep things brighter. There's a lot of recreational opportunities, riding on snow machines or skiing, that people just are having to hold off on until some snow falls. So I personally am in favor of snow. A lot of the people that I know are also in favor of snow, and I get questions all the time, when's it going to finally snow? And I don't have a great answer for that.
Climatologist Brian Brettschneider.